I shouldn't have to tell you the danger that we face. Although things may look one way, but in reality, they may be entirely different. Black people are in danger and will become endangered if we're not prepared with the right type of knowledge. Although things as they seem to be somewhat back to normal, if you are paying attention to what these high rulers are doing in high places, you will see that they're putting together things that are going to oppose our freedom in every fashion. And when our freedom is opposed or taken away from us, we will wish that we had it back. Now, we are very concerned with getting out of the rat race, getting to the bag. Even though we may be getting to the bag and trying to get out of this rat race, we're working ourselves into a whole nother rat race. Go back and listen to the show with Frank Jacob, the social credit system that they're preparing. That is a whole new rat race that they're preparing to put us into. So to continue on with the black endangered species, there's a lot of things that are taking place currently that it is truly disgusting. There's a lot of things that should be questioned about our behavior. We should be questioning our own behavior, looking at the conditions of us and thinking that we're okay. Something has got to be wrong mentally. To be living in this world and think that the way this world is ran is okay, got to tell you that something is wrong with you mentally. Although you may think something is wrong with me mentally for thinking that this shit is not okay. But that's all right. I'd rather look like the fool than you look like the fool. I can take it, whereas you may not. But black people, the so-called black people, and the conditions that we're in is truly disgusting. These conditions have put us in a low vibration to where as we can now be infiltrated on a whole nother level. See, before we was infiltrated physically, but because our vibration has become so low, we can now be infiltrated spiritually. And some would say that we've already been infiltrated spiritually, but there's levels to everything. And the way that we are behaving towards one another, the way that we are being misled by these falsities and these trends and this stuff that is going on with these celebrities is truly a deflection. It truly is a, what's the word? I can't think of the word right now. Forgive me. But it is definitely truly a throw off, for lack of better words. It is a total distraction. And they intend on distracting us. They intend on keeping us chasing a carrot. they intend on us trying to perpetuate their system. They intend on us falling for the okey-doke. And all of these major players that we see who has the big followings are truly distractions. None of them are really talking about the true issue at hand. Their primary objective is health, which is a big thing, or getting to the bag, which is also a big thing, or who did he fucking, which is insignificant. Black people are in a condition to where they will suffer, or we will suffer, the consequences of not pulling together, the consequences of not getting back into nature. Because truly, technology opposes us. Now, I know that may be hard for some to fathom. And the only reason why technology opposes us is because the way it is currently being set up, the algorithm that is currently being implemented. Not that technology cannot be beneficial, because it can. But because of the current principalities and the mindset of these principalities and how they choose to set up the algorithms is what's going to oppose us. We have a real enemy. We have a very real enemy. And this enemy is nothing like you ever seen before, because you haven't seen them. They fight on a level in which most cannot even comprehend. They fight on a level of bio warfare, genetics, with the food, with the things you consume. They study you to the fullest, if you didn't know that. The whole society in American-based and world-based follows you, in case you didn't know that. Everybody wants to reflect you, but nobody wants to be in your shoes. But everybody wants to reflect you, because they know who you are. Regardless of what they tell you, regardless of how they treat you, but black people don't recognize who black people are. We treat each other like we're nobody. We treat each other just like, oh, you another black person. And we could say that the oppressed always choose to reflect their aggression out on the oppressed versus the oppressor. And at end of the day, it's like, in one aspect, we have no choice, Because it seems like the oppressor is an enemy we can't fight. And it's hard to fight the oppressor when they're attacking you on a level that you cannot see. When you're being attacked by the food that you eat, the clothes that you wear, the mindset that you have, or the mindset that you have developed, we have taken on a mindset that totally opposes us. But yet we think we're getting ahead. I'm here to tell you today, that although things may look bad, there's still a great day coming. But before we can get to that great day that is coming, there's a lot of things that we must address. The first thing that I would say that we must address is that the way we are doing magic on one another. It was a sad day for the EFI movement to start coming into America. Which I'm not saying anything bad about EFI. What I am saying is that the mentality of an oppressed group of people will begin to do things to other oppressed people that totally goes against the real mission at hand. Doing magic on one another is what got us in this position in the first place. That's how they was able to come in and take over. By us weakening ourselves. On top of that, it always surprises me, or frustrates me, to see how we can do these things to each other, but yet not do these things to our oppressor. Your oppressor works magic on you, because magic is something that can be done and you can't really blame it on nobody. Because there is no first-hand account. You didn't see the spell being cast. You don't know who cast the spell. With that being said, they get away with it. What I'm telling you is that you can get away with it. But you must stop doing it to each other. The next thing I'd like to address is how black people need to grow the hell up. We act like grown ass children. I see grown women on TikTok or whatever social media platform you may want to look at thinking they the baddest. I seen a 60-year-old woman talking about she's the baddest when she need to go sit her grown ass down somewhere. I think social media has become the bane of black people's of society, and especially the black woman. Now, I may get a lot of flack on that, but it's all right. The moment that attentionless women was able to get attention, it went to their head. I don't give a damn if you bad or not. To need to be liked by the world says something about your insecurities. Because you shouldn't really give a damn about the whole world. If your family and friends is not enough, then something is wrong. You should not need that much attention. That goes for male and female. So there's some growing up that we must do to see grown ass men sagging their pants. Something is wrong. To see a bunch of grown ass people over the age of 40 and above not married. Something is wrong. I'm in that category, so don't think that I'm not. And yes, I agree, something is wrong. To be entertaining hip hop as a grown individual, something is wrong. To listen to people talk about busting it open or busting guns as a grown ass man or woman, something is wrong. To not be accountable for our own actions, something is wrong. The lack of integrity that we have with one another, something is wrong. The lack of love that we have for one another, something is definitely wrong. And I'm here to tell you today that so-called black people have truly lost their damn mind. And to see black people taking on the mentality of the colonizers has really made me begin to question, has there been a genetic folly? Have they started manipulating the genes of pregnant women? Because the most shocking thing I seen was a black lady carrying a dog in a damn Chanel bag. Now, I thought that was just the pinnacle of, like, what the fuck? I'm like, when did black people start putting dogs in Chanel bags? When did black people start pushing dogs around in strollers? When did black people start sleeping in the bed with their animals? When did this shit start? And I know there's a genetic folly going on because I may do the show on the three-parent cell, which is very touchy, but it's something that you need to know. So go look that up. But I'm here to tell you that something is wrong. And if we don't get our mind back, we will become endangered. Because black people are totally losing themselves. We are losing ourselves in a system that is not set up or conducive for us living with nature. And that doesn't mean sleeping in the bed with your dog. Us getting back into nature with technology, the beneficial aspects of working with technology and being in nature is the fact that we can keep the technology, and especially if we get to the robots, in an industrial setting. And so when it comes to the people, instead of like the way you see the way Bill Gates and them trying to buy up all the farmland, and then they want to doggone control the food. So for industrial farming, we can use the robots. But in personalized life, we need to stick to nature, meaning that we will grow our own food. Food that is industrialized could be for restaurants. Food that is grown at home is for personal use, so that we can maintain, stay in touch with nature. And the one thing that they're trying to take away, which is the most important thing in nature, is relationships. Technology is segregating everybody. Everybody is like, let's do it through social media or someone that knows. It's disconnecting people, which is the most important thing of being here. Relationships, the way we treat one another, the way we interact with one another. We must love one another. Go back and listen to Love Yourself. And when you listen to Love Yourself, I need you to think like Jesus did. Because when you think like Jesus did, see, Jesus said, today I will take a murderer with me. Today I will take a thief with me. See, today's movement is if a person not on the same shit you on, to get rid of them or get away from them, to not love them no more. Like, oh, I got to get away from this person. But see, Jesus, he went back into the streets to pull out more niggas. But it's because our thoughts have been compromised. Our integrity has been compromised. Our survival has become compromised. We find ourselves sleeping with dildos and using technology as a means to escape the fundamental aspect of building relationships. See, you failed, black man, to maintain our community. You started betraying the black woman and not maintaining the relationship with the leaders. See, when the black male leaders fall out, the community falls out. It's the black male leaders that oversees the community. And because we have done a poor job at maintaining these relationships with ourselves and the black woman has failed our children. We are now at the pinnacle of our starvation. We are starving for all that we yearn for. The children are becoming more rebellious. We are more selfish, more distrustful, and unloyal. We are being set up for the okey-doke. We are not just at the beginning of a new technological age. We are at the start of a new world order. That means this is the beginning of a new paradigm on earth. The new books could say that there used to be a group of people known as the black people. It's like hearing the word Neanderthal. It sounds foreign. Today, they are letting children all over the cities go into shopping stores and steal thousands of dollars of products. And the government is relaxed on the issue. This is a setup, my people. My belief is that they are allowing the behavior of protests, civil unrest, the robbing of stores is to make you comfortable with lawlessness. I'm about to let you hear a plan that they have set up for the day a national emergency actually hits and how they plan to take care of the situation. They want you to think that unrest is the natural response to any crisis. But all you really have to do is not participate. Have a plan for any situation that may occur.
All right. All right, so check this out. This is called the King Alfred Plan, code name Rex 84. This says, totally repugnant to the United States Republic Constitution for the people under its protection. Right? It says, introduction. This plan first appeared by a man named John A. Williams in 1967, the man who cried, "I am." Williams compares the plan to an intelligence program devised by J. Edgar Hoover in 1960 to monitor movements of black militants. It also bears similarities to rumors in the early 1950s surrounding the McCarran Act, an anti-communist law in which political subversives were to be rounded up and placed in concentration camps during a national emergency. As a result, the word King Alfred Plan spread throughout the black community, and the truth of his existence was often assumed to be unchallenged. King Alfred Plan, code name Rex 84. The King Alfred Plan, in an event of widespread and continuing and coordinated racial disturbance in the United States, King Alfred, at the discretion of the president, is to be put into action immediately. Participating federal agencies, the National Security Council, Department of Justice, Central Intelligence Agency, Department of Defense, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Department of Interior. Participating state agencies, under federal jurisdiction, National Guard units, and state police. Participating local agencies, under federal jurisdiction, the city police. It says, memo, National Security Council. Even before 1954, when the Supreme Court of the United States of America declared unconstitutional separate education and recreational facilities, racial unrest and discord had become very nearly a part of the American way of life. But that way of life was repugnant to most Americans. Since 1954, however, the unrest and discord have broken out into widespread violence, which increasingly have placed the peace and stability of the nation in dire jeopardy. This violence has resulted in loss of life, limb, and property, and has cost the taxpayers of this nation billions of dollars, and the end is not yet in sight. This violence has raised the tremendously grave question as to whether the races can ever live in peace with each other. Each passing month has brought new intelligence that, despite new laws passed to alleviate the condition of the minority still is not satisfied. Demonstrations and rioting have become a part of the familiar scene. Troops have been called out in the city after city across the land, and our image as a world leader severely damaged. our enemies press closer, seeking the advantage possibly at the time during one of the outbreaks of violence. The minority has adopted an almost military posture to gain its objectives, which are not clear in most Americans. It is expected, therefore, that when the objectives are denied the minority, racial war must be considered inevitable. When that emergency comes, we must expect the total, When that emergency comes, we must expect the total involvement of all 22 million members of the minority, men, women, and children. For once this project is launched, its goal is to terminate once and for all minority threat to the whole of the American society and indeed the free world. I'm gonna read that line one more time. When that emergency comes, we must expect the total involvement of all 22 million members of the minority, men, women, and children. For once this project is launched, its goal is to terminate once and for all the minority threat to the whole of American society and indeed the free world. Do you hear the language that they put in their paperwork? They said their goal is to terminate once and for all. To terminate once and for all. To get rid of every last one that they can. Right? You dealing with demons. You dealing with demons. Chairman, National Security Council. Keep reading. Preliminary memo, Department of Interior. Under King Alfred, the nation has been divided into 10 regions. Check this out now. Under King Alfred, the nation has been divided into 10 regions. In case of emergency, minority members will be excavated. Minority members will be evacuated from the cities by federalized National Guard units, local and state police, and if necessary, by units of the regular armed forces using public and military transportation, and detained in nearby military installations until a further course of action has been decided. What are some of those military bases? Well, Walmart is one of them places. Now, if you haven't heard the white guy, if I can find it, I'll put it in here. But the white guy tell you that Walmart is a military base. I think this movie was called Fifth Wave, I'm not mistaken. But in the Fifth Wave, you know, it had a bunch of disasters going on. And so they was like, come here, come here. And so people were coming there thinking they finna be rescued and took off someplace. And so what happened was the people got in there, and so they was like, well, we're going to take the children to the safe place first. So they was loading up all the people, kids. The parents like, oh, we can't go without you. And they were like, no, bus coming for you, right? And so once the children all got loaded up on the buses and started moving out, the adults were like, where our bus? When is our bus coming? They were like, your bus is coming. The military like, your bus is coming. And so as soon as the children got out of sight on these buses, the military, in turn, turned around and gunned down all the adults. They killed all the adults off. Because their goal is the children. Because with the children, they can teach the children anything that they want, and the children will go along with it. So their goal is to eliminate the adults. But I'm going to keep reading off this paperwork. So Region 1 is Capital Region. Region 2 is Northeast Region. Region 3 is Southeast Region. Region 4 is the Great Lakes Region. Region 5 is South Central Region. Region 6 is the Deep South Region. Region 7 is the Deep South Region 2. Region 8 is the Great Plains Rocky Mountains Region. Region 9 is Southwest Region. And Region 10 is the West Coast Region. No attempt will be made to seal off the Canadian and Mexican borders. Keep that in mind. Secretary, Department of Interior. It says 849 to 899, King of England who slaughtered thousands under the disguise of protecting the European religion of Christianity. As a result, It says 849 to 899, King of England who slaughtered thousands under the disguise of protecting the European religion of Christianity. As a result, he was revered as one of the most noble kings in the history of England. Why are they telling you this? Because this is their plan to be revered. It says, King of England who slaughtered thousands under the disguise of protecting European religion of Christianity. So this is going to be done. They plan to kill off thousands under the disguise of protecting freedom in the United States. Combined memo, Department of Justice, preliminary memo, Federal Bureau of Investigation and the CIA, or Central Intelligence Agency. It says there are 12 major minority organizations and all are familiar to the 22 million. Dossiers have been compiled on the leaders of the organizations and can be studied in Washington. The material contained in many of the dossiers and our threat to reveal that material has considerably held in check some of the leaders. Leaders who do not have such unusable material in their dossiers have been approached to take government posts, mostly as ambassadors and primarily in African countries. The promise of these positions also has material contributed to a temporary slowdown of minority activities. However, we do not expect these slowdowns to be of long duration because there are always new and dissidents elements joining these organizations with the potential power to replace the old leaders. All organizations and their leaders are under constant 24-hour surveillance. These organizations are, and so right now they finna list 12 organizations. I'm sure there are more. See, this is the old paperwork, so I'm sure there are more because there are new black organizations that has popped up, and I'm sure they're on this list. So, but this is the list of the 12 that they have so far. So be careful with these black organizations. It say number one, the Black Muslims. Number two, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or the SNCC. Number three, Congress of Racial Equity. Number four, the Uri Movement. Number five, Group on Advanced Leadership, or GOAL. Number six, Freedom Now Party, the FNP. Number seven, United Black Nationalists of America. Number eight, the New Pan-African Movement. Number nine, Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Number 10, the National Urban League. Number 11, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. Number 12, the Committee on Racial and Religious Progress. It says, note, at the appropriate time, it is to be designated by the president. The leaders of some of these organizations are to be detained only when it is clear that they cannot prevent the emergency. What are they saying? Remember when Al Sharpton? Remember that nigga came out talking about he was a motherfucking federal agent the whole time? And you think he out there trying to help black people and this and that, but you notice that they only send that nigga out when they need him to damn come out there and disband the shit that's going on. Come out there and try to calm the black people down. So he come out there and try to be like, oh, we need to calm down or whatever the fuck he used to do. And then they always to demonstrate, well, they're going to put him in handcuffs and sit him on side the road or go sit him in the van and shit. Then they turn around and let his ass go. But that nigga just came out and told you that he was a motherfucking federal agent. So what are they telling you? They're telling you that there are federal agents in some of these organizations that are going to be used to try to throw off the threat. So let's go back. It says, note, at the appropriate time to be designated by the president, the leaders of some of these organizations are to be detained, Al Sharpton ass niggas, only when it is clear that they cannot prevent the emergency. It says, working with local public officials during the first critical hours, all other leaders are to be detained at once. Compiled list of minority leaders have been readied, at the National Data Computer Center. It is necessary to use the minority leaders designated by the president in much the same manner in which we use minority members who are agents with central and federal. And we cannot, until there is no alternative, reveal King Alfred in all its aspects. See, they still, even on reading this, they still ain't telling you the whole thing. Minority members of Congress will be unseated at once. This move is not without precedence in American history. This is stuff you need to know. Attorney General, preliminary memo, Department of Defense. This memo is being submitted in lieu, mean instead of, this memo is being submitted in lieu of a full report from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. See, they tell you, instead of giving you the full report, they giving you this memo. This memo is being submitted in lieu of a full report from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That report is now in preparation. There will be many cities where the minority will be able to put into the street a superior number of people with a desperate and dangerous will. He will be a formidable enemy, for he is bound to the continent by heritage and knows the political asylum will not be available to him in other countries. Do you hear what they telling you niggas? It says, there will be many cities where the minority will be able to put into street a superior number of people with a desperate and dangerous will. Your willpower, black people. A so-called black people. He will be a formidable enemy. They telling you they know how dangerous you are. These people are scared to death of you. Understand that. He will be a formidable enemy, for he is bound to the continent by heritage and knows the political asylum will not be available to him in other countries. They know ain't nobody coming to help us is what they trying to tell you. But they understand that your will make you a formidable enemy. Because, nigga, they know the power inside you. The greatest concentration of the minority is in the Deep South, the Eastern Seaboard, the Great Lakes region and the West Coast, while the national population exceeds that of the minority by more than 10 times, we must realistically take into account the following. So here's the following. Number one, an estimated 40-50% of white population will not, for various reasons, engage the minority during an emergency. Number two, the American armed forces are spread around the world. A breakout of war abroad means fewer troops at home to handle the emergency. Number three, local law enforcement officials must contain the emergency until help arrives, though it may mean fighting a superior force. It says New York City, for example, has a 25,000 man police force, but there are about 1 million minority members in the city. We are confident that the minority would hold a city. Hold on, let me read this right, because you need to hear this shit. We are confident that the minority would hold any city it took for only a few hours. The lack of weapons, facilities, and logistics all put the minority at a final disadvantage. Do you hear how these people plotting on you? Do you hear how they talking? It say, we are confident that the minority would hold any city it took for only a few hours. The lack of weapons, facilities, and logistics all put the minority at a final disadvantage. It says, since the Korean War, this department has shifted minority members of the armed forces to areas where combat is most likely to occur. Listen, listen. It says, since the Korean War, this department has shifted minority members of the armed forces to areas where combat is most likely to occur, with the aim of eliminating through combat as many combat-trained military servicemen as possible. Do you hear that? It says, since the Korean War, this department has shifted minority members of the armed forces to areas where combat is most likely to occur, with the aim of eliminating through combat as many combat-trained military servicemen as possible. Why? Because you have been trained, so you are the greatest threat. If you are a brother or sister that has been in the military, you are their greatest threat because you have been trained. It says today the ratio of minority member combat deaths in Vietnam, where they are serving as advisors, is twice as high as the minority population ratio to the rest of America. Below is the timetable for King Alpha as tentatively suggested by the JSC, who recommend that the operation to be made over a period of 8 hours. So they got an 8-hour plan as to how they're going to be able to dismantle this whole thing. Number one, the local police and minority leaders in action to head off the emergency. That's the first thing. Number two, it says countdown to 8 hours begin at the moment the president determines the emergency to be a national. It says the countdown to 8 hours begin at the moment the president determines the emergency to be a national emergency. B, coordinated. C, of long duration, 8 hours. Number three, county police join local police. That's at the 7th hour. Number four, at the 6th hour, it say the state police join country and local police. That's at the 6th hour. Number five, the federal marshals join state, county, and local forces. That's at the 5th hour. Number six, the National Guard federalizes, held in readiness, the 4th hour. Number seven, regular armed forces alerted. Take up positions. Minority troops divided and detained, along with all white sympathizers under guard. That's the 3rd hour. It says white sympathizers. They don't need. I'm going to leave that alone. But white sympathizers, you got to keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. There will be some white sympathizers. But I tell you, it's a great day coming. But it's going to be some bullshit first. Number eight. All minority leaders, national and local, detained. This is in the 2nd hour. Number nine. President addresses minority on radio and television. Gives it 1 hour to end the emergency. So the president gonna come in on the first hour. The president addresses the minority on radio and television. Gives it 1 hour to end the emergency. Number 10. All units under regional commands into the emergency. That's at hour zero. And why did it count backwards? I ain't quite sure. But the point is, they got an 8-hour plan to get rid to round everybody up. That's the thing. There's a setup in hand. Okay, it goes on to say, survey shows that during a 6-year period, production created 9 million objectives, or 1.5 million each year. Production could not dispose of the containers. What containers are they talking about? I'm going to tell you that next. They're called the Hercules containers. It say which proved a bottleneck. However, that was almost 20 years ago. Let me read that again. Production could not dispose of the containers, which proved a bottleneck. However, that was almost 20 years ago. We suggest that vaporization techniques be employed to overcome the production problems inherent in King Alpha. Did you hear what they said? Vaporization techniques. It goes on to say, in parentheses, it says, the Zero Committee report is referring to the problem that occurred in Nazi Germany when the furnaces were not hot enough to burn the bodies that Hitler had killed. The bodies clogged up the furnaces, thereby causing a problem that the above committee recommends avoiding by building high-volume nuclear-powered incinerators that burn 5,000 degrees. It should be noted that steel melts at 2,700 degrees. They got a plan, people. They got a plan. We need a plan, because they got a plan. Let's get into what these containers are that they're talking about. Some may hear the King Alfred plan and be like, that's old news. But if you listen to the language and notice that they kept saying the word when. See, these people don't plan for tomorrow. These people plan 10, 20 years out. So the reason why you haven't seen it, and the reason why you thinking it may be old news, some of you that have heard it before, is because the day haven't come. But they said, when the day come, this is the plan. They say they plan to get rid of black people once and for all. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the day that this economy collapses, to do not get unrestful, to already be prepared, already have a plan in place as to what you're going to do so you don't be out here in the streets. You ain't out here trying to rob the grocery stores, because that is their goal, to get you out here in the streets, because they got a plan for you. They going to try to keep you from reaching this great day that's coming, because a great day is coming. Everybody has been evolving. You have been devolving. But they know there's a day that you gonna evolve. And they're planning for that day. But before you see that day, I promise you, there will be unrest. Because they know the day coming that you gonna evolve. So they got a plan to set your ass up before you evolve. Don't think that the wars that's going on and the economy about to collapse, what's going on, is what's really going on. No, it's about you, regardless if you know that or not. In these secret meetings, they talk about you and how to stay ahead of you. So there will be some bullshit that come before your evolution. Because they want to trap your ass up so that they can control you better and eliminate most of you before your great day of evolution comes. I remember listening to a man talk about the reason why they created MK Ultra. And he said that, and if I could find it, I will. But if not, I will not. It's time to do some research. But anyway, I remember this man saying the reason why they created MK Ultra. He said that there's going to be a day that black people are going to evolve. And he said when that day comes, we need to be able to control them. We need to have some people that is ready to meet them where they're at. So they've been creating sleeper cells. Soldiers that go out here and work every day, act like normal people until they get the code word. When they get the code word, something is going to change in their mentality, where they're going to try to become assassins. That's why they've been taking the genetics out of black women, putting them into their children. Because they said whatever the hell that they got in them, we need it in us too. Because we don't know how they're going to turn out once they change. I tell you, a great day is coming.